Hello and welcome to Loose Lips. This is DJ Lucky. Tonight we will have a very special show, as I already have in the studio, DJ Swag. Or Swag? Do I call you Swag? Is it DJ Swag? Just Swag. And Ryan McIntosh, who is one of our regulars. And so I'm going to go through some celebrity gossip, you know, just the usual, what I, you know, put on my blog. And then we're going to just kind of jump right into it and talk about love and what comes from love and maybe some, you know, some more in-depth detailed things about it. And I think Noelle and Ryan will have a very good talk with me about it. They know a lot about love. I've heard the stories. So we're going to, Ryan says not him, but I don't believe it. All right, so let me just get real quick into it about my celebrity gossip. First of all, Rihanna talked about Chris Brown. Everyone knows what happened in 2009, how Chris Brown beat the shit out of her. And they, you know, never talked again. Everyone was like, Rihanna should never talk to him again because he beat the crap out of her. But now they're starting to kind of mingle. And they did a song together to Rihanna's birthday cake, which was on her recent album. And Chris Brown and her did a remix together. And they've been hanging out. They've been seen going to parties together. And Rihanna just recently, yesterday, commented on it saying, you know, she's going to do whatever she wants. People can't tell her who she hangs out with. She's learned her, you know, she's learned from it. But, oh, you guys want to talk? You guys aren't on, but you guys can talk. Come on, what do you want to hear?
Illuminati?
Publicity stunt.
Yep. Publicity stunt.
Yeah, he didn't actually hit her.
That's bull.
No, he did hit her because he's Illuminati, so he hit her because Illuminati made him hit her. Then she became Illuminati, so she's got to be friends with him.
Oh, I see. Yep. Is that how Illuminati works?
That's how it works.
Isn't Blue Ivy Illuminati?
She's not even real. Conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy Duh. Theory.
Right? Because I haven't seen that kid once. I can't even say if she has swag or not.
It was
You're right.
A good-looking
I remember
kid.
The other night we were talking about no swag. So Rihanna said, you know,
the
No,
the top half looks like Beyonce, and the bottom half looks like Jay-Z.
Yeah, it's like a Photoshop picture. The one picture of her.
And Photoshop? Did anyone see Beyonce pregnant?
No.
Yes. Yes. When she came out on stage and saying her
that wasn't even a baby bump.
Did anyone see her pregnant belly?
No, it didn't even look like. That looked like she was like 4 months pregnant, barely showing.
Yeah, did anyone see her pregnant stomach?
Yes.
Was she checked into any hospital? Was just, I mean.
Oh my God.
Any substantial.
Listen to this. My cousin just gained like 70 pounds. She's having a baby. She just gained like 70 pounds.
Oh, shout out to my aunt who gave birth to my cousin today.
Oh. Hey.
Cousin
Happy moment.
Cousin Olivia. My cousin Olivia.
That's cute.
That's great.
Oh. But. My cousin gained 70 pounds. When Beyonce showed her little quote-unquote baby bump, She did not look any different than she looks now.
That's because she's fit and she's already, like, super skinny.
Anyway.
So, Rihanna talked about this whole Chris Brown thing, saying how she's going to do what she wants, and if people want to hate, they can hate. And I respect her for it. I know she probably...
Sounds like a woman.
She shouldn't be hanging out with Chris Brown because he beat her, but I think she's kind of gotten over it and is starting to kind of get back. As long as she doesn't start dating him again, I'm okay with that. But I don't think he
went on the record saying he doesn't want to date her.
Yeah.
He's in love with his model girlfriend or whatever.
Well, good for him. He's a douchebag. Next.
I think he's the man. He's a man.
That's messed up. You can't say that he's a man.
If he hits a woman and she comes back to him.
Wow. Shut your mouth.
What's that say about the woman for one?
Well, yeah, but he's not the man for that.
He's not the man for that.
He's not the man. He's just still a douchebag. Did any of you guys see the wax figures of Kate Middleton and Prince
and her
husband?
No.
Well, it was on my blog.
I have cable television.
It was on my blog.
I don't have internet.
You're lying.
Orchid.
So I blogged about Kate Middleton and her husband Prince Harry. Is that his name? I don't even know what his name is. Kate Middleton's all I care about. But they have a wax figure, and literally I saw the picture and I thought it was them. It's ridiculous. I'll have to show it to you. It's crazy. It's
well,
like,
I mean, they're the royal couple.
Like, no, it's scary how much it looks like them. I'm so excited to see this. Shut up. It's at, oops, it's at Madame Tussauds in London. Go to images. And it's really, really scary. Look, that, no, the one next to it. That's a wax figure. Just go to that. So they had a wax figure that came out, and I just thought it was really creepy how much it, look at that. Does that look like wax? That looks like them. Isn't that crazy?
Whoa, and they're standing all weird? That's weird.
Right? Like, and they're wearing like, I don't know.
I don't like it.
It kind of creeps me out. If I saw it in a dark room and I knew it was wax, it would freak me out. But okay, next, Ryan Gosling.
Even as a gay woman.
So
he's a good looking guy. He's taking him down.
Oh yeah.
He's doing it bigger.
And just wait, you're gonna be even more impressed. He saved a woman's life yesterday. He was in New York, and there was this chick. She told this story to reporters, and I guess there were other people that said, like, yeah, this really happened. She's from London, so she was visiting New York, and she got all confused and looked the wrong way on the road, and she started walking out, and there was a taxi coming, and he was standing close to her, and he pulled her out of the way. He saved her life. And this isn't the first time that he's been a good Samaritan. He also, last year, there's an actual video. It's on my blog, looselips.blogspot. There's a video of him breaking up a fight in New York. Wow. There's these two guys, like, in the middle of the road, like, just starting to beat the shit out of each other. And he comes up, and he's, like, pulling them apart. He's just,
See, Ryan, that's a man.
That is a man. That's not a man. A Chris Brown
not
right
Chris
there.
Chris Brown, Ryan Gosling, just saving babies everywhere.
I would jump in front of a car for him to save me. Mm-hmm. Oh, whew. Next, I have to talk about this because I'm super excited.
I wish the listeners could see my face right now.
You wish who?
The listeners.
Okay.
All 11 of you, I wish you could see my face right now.
You know, I think there's around 13.
13?
13.
That's maybe 13 and a half.
That's an 18% increase.
Titanic 3D came out last night. Ryan, I know you're so excited about this, correct?
Because the movie re-releases in three dimensions doesn't make it way more official than when it first came out.
No, but okay, I never saw Titanic in theaters, and I just feel like it's a magical experience because it's such a great movie.
It's because you're
really
a woman.
Sorry about this.
Exactly.
You guys, I'm going to spoil the movie for you.
Don't spoil it because
but
I already
know. But
the
ship sinks.
Why would you tell me that?
That's awkward. I know. I know you didn't want to know, but the ship sinks. I'm telling you.
How do you?
I already know it.
Read the book?
I did. Oh, God. I'm really sorry.
That's all right. I'll still go see it.
Okay, cool.
Because Leonardo DiCaprio is mine.
That
so,
was like 35 years ago.
Yeah, he looks like he's 10 in that movie.
Yeah.
He's still adorable. Last night, midnight premiere for Titanic 3D made over $500,000 on the midnight showing.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, it's a lot for one showing for midnight. I mean,
in one place or
no, like all together. But I mean, it obviously doesn't compare to what the movie made the first time, which was over $1 billion. But obviously all the women out there over the age of 16 who watched the movie when they were younger want to go see it. And I will be seeing it tomorrow. So I'll be sitting in a 3-hour movie and come out crying in the end. Okay, so
you come out crying in the end.
I've watched the movie a million times. I know what's gonna happen every single time. I know the ship's gonna sink. I know Jack's gonna drown.
I know
Rose is a
so,
bitch, and there was enough room on that damn door. She could have saved Jack. She could have saved him. That's all right.
I just don't get why he had to die.
Right? There was so much room. I mean, was there not any other debris floating in the water?
Like, I understand it's based on history, like, whatever, but can't we just fake it? Every other movie does.
I mean, I bet that love story did not happen.
That's what
life.
I'm saying, right? Like, you could have faked it. Like, you could have acted like they ended up
together.
Didn't
enough people die? Why'd you have to kill the hot one?
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Why didn't you kill the jerk? The stupid jerk that was trying to kill him the whole time.
Right?
Why didn't you kill Rose? I would have even taken Rose.
No, we needed Rose though.
No, you don't.
She was the old lady. She couldn't die.
We could have had Jack as an old man. Could have been flipped.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. That's an interesting take.
Maybe I should do like a Titanic one
scary
and a half.
Scary movie 14.
Scary movie. I should do Titanic. I don't know what I would call it.
Yeah, we'll think about it. We'll come back to it.
The unknown Titanic. Okay, so I'm going to go on a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about all of the good stuff. Yay. All right. This is Loose Lips. I'm DJ Lucky. Stay tuned.
Hey. I know it can get kind of tough sometimes, you know. I know you can get kind of carried away with yourself. But, why don't you be real with me and be real with you at the same time? You can't get what you get here nowhere else, ma. Keep it real now.
You know. You love.
You know you love this.
You know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me. You know. Don't nobody do you like me, you know.
Kavali dress and high heels and drop tops on high wheels. We live how we wanna live, cause we got meals. Them other belly buy a hot meal. In VIP, them bottle popping, do it B.I.G. Come get with T.I.P. Be ballin' till you D.I.E. Invisible set bracelets, see clearly. Take away your stress, mean that sincerely. Problem, solve them, never mind that. Girlfriend, see your bag, be like, where you find that? Plus, what's a prenup? You ain't gotta sign that. You cut up, take half, I'ma make it right back. I'm a hustler, to the heart, what's the? Since of leaving me and be back with them busters. Bentley for your birthday, Goyard purse day. Deal with them stacks, know you gotta love that.
You know, you love, you know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me, you know. You love, you know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me, you know.
Man of respect, on a big jet, with a big, and a big check. I pop big shit. Good as it get. You leave me, where else you think you can get this? Yeah, you can get another guy to beat that for you. Them busters, cowards, though, and now I take a bullet for your mansions, jewelry. All I need for you and me to have some understanding. Have a couple candid conversations. Your frustrations I take in consideration. I'm rough around the edges, though. Bad with me and be patient. And you're sadly mistaken if you think I'm in the chasing. My heart is RSVP. I've extended an invitation. And don't go wasting your time with what they saying online. Your position's divine. Don't believe, look around. I got a strong mind and a kind heart. What a soft kiss, but I
you
love
know,
hard.
You love, you know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me, you know. You love, you know you love this life. Don't nobody do you like me, you know. This life like I love you. Anything you could ask, do it for you. Drop jacks, Birkin bags, Louboutin heels. Summer homes in Miami, Hollywood Hills. Vacationing in Monaco, Ibiza. On the French Riviera, what I eat up. A lifestyle so rare, you know you ain't going nowhere.
Okay, we are back. We're just looking at my blog right now. Earlier, I posted the worst boob jobs, so everyone could go look at that. The last one is just repulsive. It is real. It's real. Brian doesn't believe me, but it's real. This lady wanted her boobs to be the size of basketballs.
So go check that out. All right, so here with Noelle, here with Ryan, we're going to talk about some love.
Ugh.
And I'm glad that I have Noelle on this because...
DJ Swag, you can't give him my alias.
Your alias. I'm glad I have... I keep saying Noelle. I'm glad I have Swag on the show because she is very bitter about the L word.
I am so bitter about the L word right now. You know what? If I could drop F-bombs right now, I'd be dropping them left and right.
I bet you would. I bet you would.
So I'm bitter.
Why,
I hate it.
Why are you bitter?
Because exactly how Usher just said it. We're going nowhere fast. Reach the climax. That's how I feel about love.
So this is a perfect song for this.
It's a perfect song, okay? Because here's the thing. Right. Everyone wants to talk about, like, woo, love, yeah, we're in love, all love. I love you, you love me, let's cupcake, let's kiss, let's cuddle. Oh, nah, 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 nah. Nobody talks about, what were you doing? Who were you doing it with? Why ain't she with me? But I still love you. But you can hang out with her, but I can't hang out with him. But why are you at the club? Who are you with at the club? Why are you dressing so nice? Who are you trying to look good for? Nobody talks about that part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it comes to that point. I guess you could say the first month or two is what you call the cupcake stage, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
That's what I call it.
Cupcake stage?
That's the politically correct term.
Okay, so let's just kind of go through the steps. I know that Ryan is good at the stages of love.
No, it's the levels of love.
The levels of love. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And the basics of breakup.
Okay. And the basics of breakup. So let's just kind of quickly summarize the steps or the levels it takes to get to that point of saying, I love you.
Well, as we all know, you got to start off with the creeper stage.
Creeper stage.
You creep on somebody unknowingly to them until you find out so much random information about them. And then you fast forward a couple steps, you end up talking, and then there's the quote-unquote movie stage, which you don't really watch movies, and you just kind of hang out with them.
And make out.
Make out, deep talks, a lot of tongue action,
mm-hmm.
Everything above the neck.
And that's probably the best part, though.
That is.
The deep talks, finding out about people.
That's fun.
Which is the best part.
It's fun. And you're always looking good, you're always smelling good, chapstick's always on you, your teeth are always brushed.
Got the deodorant, the perfume.
Yes,
the cologne.
Even when you're like bummy, you're still put together.
Oh, I love being bummy, but still put together because I have the cleanest white tee and the freshest pair of Jordan shorts and my best socks, but I'm quote unquote scrubbing, you know?
Yeah, you're like, oh yeah, I just like came out of bed.
This is what I wear to sleep. I would wear it to school the
next
day.
And with girls, they'll wear like sweats, but they'll have their hair all done and their makeup all done. They'll be like, oh.
Skin's all shiny and nice.
Or they're wearing pink.
Oh yeah.
So it's like, bummy, but expensive bummy.
Mm-hmm. I never was a fan of pink, you know, when they started making...
I do like the yoga pants look.
I'm not a fan when they started making green pants, but they said pink, and I was just confused. I was confused. But I always loved a girl who could rock a pair of Hanes. Mm-hmm. If she looks good in cotton, she's good for me.
She looks good in cotton.
And then you move on to the Facebook stage, or MySpace, what I called it in high school. Where you're official and you have all these kissy pictures and I love you on their status. And
you have your own album dedicated to them.
Yeah. Like, it's just like and heart smiley face, you know?
Yeah. Or you put their name and then the heart next to it.
Yeah.
Like, since everybody wants to look at just pictures of you and that person kissing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because no one cares. After the first two pictures, everyone's over you.
Exactly.
But you're not over yourself. So after all that, you eventually... You know, you start sharing clothes and having future plans and going on trips in which the guys really don't want to go on, but they like her so much. They sacrifice like
guys don't want to go on trips.
Guys don't want to go to the aquarium. Guys don't want to go on picnics.
Oh, that's not true.
Guys don't want to go on walk around the parks. They don't want to go rollerblading. Guys don't want to do that.
You're full of it.
Guys don't want to do that.
Then what do they want to do? What do guys want to do besides have sex and watch sports?
Sleep.
No, that's bull.
And eat.
No,
and
guys.
But you know what?
Guys
like
doing
James
other
would
things.
Really enjoy the aquarium.
James probably would really enjoy the aquarium. That's no knock to James. Well, he's from Australia. You know, that's a little.
He's a little bit different.
International
guys are way cooler.
Last time I went to the aquarium, I was like really sick, and so I'm really excited to go.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because girls are excited to do things like that.
why wouldn't you want to go to an aquarium, the best aquarium in the world? Just give me an answer why you wouldn't want to do that, Ryan. Would you rather sleep than go to the best aquarium in the world and see the coolest turtles and otters and jellyfish?
Well, the way that you put it, you know, that sounds
awesome.
No. Moving on. You fall in love, and more than that, I think you become infatuated with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And you like the way that they make you feel. You know, you don't can't really, you know, fully know somebody after, you know, being together. It's been bliss for 6 months. And then you get to the icky stuff.
Like the, where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? Kind of icky stuff?
When things start to get stale,
mm-hmm.
and if your relationship was founded off of, you know, physical attraction or, you know, always going out or whatever it is that you might do,
mm-hmm.
And you guys really didn't get to know each other, then things can get kind of complicated.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that... At what stage do you think that starts happening? Like, what's the timeline?
I don't think there's a timeline. I think it's different for every couple.
What do you think, Noelle?
Well, sometimes the cupcake phase is stretched out a little bit longer for people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In my last relationship, I think I stretched the cup. I squeezed the cupcake phase.
Till it's last.
Till it's like
sprinkle.
Till it was dry. Just, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I was holding on to dear life. So it stretched out for a really, really, really long time. And I think also the cupcake phase is just a phase where you guys aren't quite comfortable with each other yet. So you don't want to hurt the other person's feelings.
Yeah.
Once you're not afraid to hurt the other person's feelings, it all goes downhill. Because then they don't do something, they do something that you don't like. And it's like, okay, forget you.
Mm-hmm.
You just did that. I'm not feeling it. Change it. And then the other person's like, well, wait, I've always been like this. But now you just...
So you find out each other's faults.
Exactly. And the thing is that it bugs the hell out of you.
Well, and you start understanding each other's breaking point.
Exactly.
So you know when and how to push their button.
Exactly. So, like, for example, my ex-girlfriend knows just what to say. She could cut me down with her words like no other person in this world.
Mm-hmm.
In a matter of 30 seconds.
She can make you cry in 30
seconds.
She can
make me cry. Actually, she made me cry tonight in 30 seconds.
Wow.
It was that easy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's love.
Wow.
That's love?
That's called love. I don't ever want love again.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I'm not sure if that's love to me.
What?
No, I'm talking about real. I'm talking about love that no one wants to talk about. The real love. The love that hurts.
So there's the cupcake love, there's the fake love, and then there's the real love. Is that what you're saying?
I'm more so saying that when being in love, there's all there's two spectrums, right? There's like lovey-dovey completely blah blah blah, and then there's hating each other, right? But yeah. You hate each other because you love each other so much. Like, it's a twisted thing. You rather be there and fight with each other and hate each other than be with anybody else happy because you still love each other so much.
Yeah, I mean, my ex-boyfriend, we would fight multiple times every single day over the stupidest stuff.
Sounds horrible.
It was horrible.
Horrible.
But we still... We're so
exactly.
in love with each
so
other.
In
we
love.
Didn't
so
want.
In love.
We didn't want to spend any time apart, even though the time together was just miserable.
Was that love, or maybe you just
no? I
wanted to. I don't know, because I've been in a situation like that, and it wasn't
no,
at all love. I just didn't. You know, I liked the way that other person made me feel.
I mean, there were times when it was really, really good, and I really enjoyed my time with him. But there were just times where we just wanted to strangle each other.
Because if it was real, real, real love, wouldn't you still be together with that person right now?
No.
There,
because I think that it takes a lot more than just love these days to stay with somebody. There's too many problems that go wrong in a relationship that are due to outside factors that you can't just be in love anymore.
But if you really love somebody, would you let those outside
factors?
Okay,
let me ask you this.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. So if a girl stole money from you, stole money from your family and cheated on you would you break up with her?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. You love her, but you can't stay with her if she's going to do something like that to you. Right?
It's like, for me, my ex is leaving because she's being forced to leave because her family doesn't want us to be together anymore because she wasn't out. She said, hey, I have a girlfriend, whatever. So we're breaking up and we're not together. But I still love her. I'm still going to see her one day and be like, wow, I really love her. Like, I still to this day love her. Like, I know that for a fact because I've never loved anyone the way that I've loved her.
Uh-huh.
So I think that you can still love somebody, completely and utterly love somebody.
But you can't be with them.
But you can't be with them.
And that's just...
And that's the way it is.
I agree. I completely agree. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Do you agree?
You know, I think love or whatever it is that you want to call it, a partnership, a relationship, whatever, bounds what you have together. I agree that there's a lot of factors that have to go into it, but I just think that ultimately when it comes down to it, if you want something bad enough, you just make it happen.
See, but I wanted something bad enough for a year, and I made it happen. And I ended up being so tired at the end of it that I don't want it anymore.
If I wanted if I wanted it to the point where I stayed with the guy, I would have been like exiled from my family.
Yeah, because obviously it wasn't a healthy decision to be with someone that steals from you and cheats on you.
Exactly. So, you know, I loved him, but it wasn't.
Hey, but thank God you didn't stay with him, right?
Right?
Right? You dodged that bullet.
Wiping the sweat off my forehead.
He knocked up his girl.
I bet
he did. His next girlfriend he knocked up.
It's unfortunate for her.
That's what I said.
She should have been taking her vitamins every day, her daily vitamins. Missed out on Tuesday. No, I just think that love needs to be, above all else, it needs to be selfless.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be about the us, about the other person more than it needs to be about me and my wants and my needs. And I think when both people have the best interests of each other, then that's when relationship is most successful.
Well, do you guys agree with this? There's always somebody in the relationship that loves somebody else.
Yeah, at all times.
Somebody else. So like for me in my last relationship, for the first year, I completely loved my ex more than she loved me. And now she loves me more than I love her.
Funny, like, how that works.
Funny how that works, huh?
It always works that way. There's never a relationship with both people love each other equally because no one can feel the exact same thing as somebody else. You can't be in somebody else's body and feel exactly what they're feeling.
So is it possible to have a real, like, quality working relationship then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, and this is why I'm super bitter right now, so this is why I'm acting like this. But if somebody always loves another person more, and I was that person, and I hate it, I don't ever want to feel it again, like, the minute I start feeling that way in my next relationship, I'll probably start running for the hills.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's the case, then what's the point of a relationship?
You know, what's the point of even living? Why do we?
You're
even,
right.
Why do we even live if there's going to be moments that we're going to suffer and, you know, have a boo-boo and get heartbreak? I think that's the ultimate question that we're trying to ask here.
So you're asking what's the point of
dating someone when we're gonna get hurt? I mean, that you
because there's so many good times,
and you learn and you move on, and that's just what life is. You're not guaranteed anything. You don't deserve anything. You're not promised anything.
Because Noelle, tell me that when it was good, it was good.
So good. It was the best. It was
and those memories you'll always think about.
It
right?
was the best of the best, and then it was the worst of the worst. Like,
well, I guess that's how it goes.
That's how it goes. But I also think that maybe we're wrong to bag on love so much. Maybe it's not love that we should be bagging on. Maybe it's relationships.
Relationships.
It's the relationships that need to be bagged on it.
So I have a question for both of you, because you guys have both been in serious relationships, correct?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Oh, we have another bitter one over here. So you've been in love with someone, correct, Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
And you, obviously, Noelle's been in love with someone. Was there a specific point where you just said to yourself, wow, I love this person?
Yeah.
What was that moment? Do you remember the exact moment when you just said, wow, I love this person? No, or was it just kind of a gradual thing?
No, because I'm not a feelings first person. I'm a thought first.
Mm-hmm.
I react on how I think instead of on how I feel. I'm not really impulsive. So I loved her for a long time. I'd been infatuated with her. I appreciated her and what she was about and how she acted and how she carried herself and everything, you know, from her hair to wherever else about her. And so I knew I was going to feel, you know, an extreme infatuation or love, whatever you want to call it, for her. I just didn't tell her. At the time, I waited, you know, until it matured and it grew a little bit and it had been through some tough times in order to
let her know that. So there wasn't a certain point, there wasn't something that she did?
No.
Okay. No. Okay. What about you, Noel?
I just dove headfirst into it, didn't play no games. Loved her. We're just like,
when was that point when you started loving her? When was the point that you guys started saying, I love you?
Well, we started saying, I love you really, really fast. I can't exactly say when it was, but I just remember, because, like, we were really awkward at first because she had never, like, really been with a girl before.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of did the whole friend hangout thing for a while.
Yeah.
And I remember one day we were sitting on campus, and of course, Calarega food sucks. And I was just craving McDonald's. Like, I was craving it so bad. And I was like, hey, do you want to go get McDonald's? She said, yeah. So we go to McDonald's, and we literally sat at McDonald's and talked for 2 hours. To the point where she looks down at her watch, and she's like, oh, my God, I have practice. We have to go. Where did all the time go? Like, we legitimately just sat there for 2 hours and had no idea where the time went. And in the matter of 2 hours, like, we had each shared stuff with each other that I've never shared with anybody else. And it sounds so corny because it's, like, at McDonald's. Like,
yeah.
Wow, that's so romantic, just sitting at McDonald's. But, no, honestly, it was when, for the first time in my entire life, I could sit and have a conversation like that with somebody and lose track of time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge deal to me. If yeah. I can sit and talk to you, which is, like, another reason why it's completely hard for me to get, like, intimate with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't feel like there's anybody else that I can talk to like that.
Yeah.
Even the people that have tried to talk to me like that, I still can't, like, really connect intellect, like, deep and talk, like, to that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess that's when I knew.
So was that before you guys were dating?
Yes. Wow. But we were, like,
talking
for a while.
So did you guys just immediately start saying I love you to each other?
Well, it was actually funny because I remember trying to tell her that I loved her, but being scared to tell her I love her because, like, at this point, I already know everything about her. I know past relationships, blah, 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 everything. And she had a knack for running away from people who always say, I love you.
Yeah.
So any guy that's ever, like, in her past, like, tried to treat her good and love her, she has shit on and ran away from.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't ruin it. You know what I mean?
Because she didn't want her to run away.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh, no. And I remember I tried to tell her something, and I was like, oh, you know what, whatever. So we're cuddling in bed. She's like, wait, what were you going to say? And I was like, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. Whatever, trying to play it off. And she totally could tell, like, my nose was sweating.
Oh, your nose.
My nose.
Your little nose.
My nose was sweating. And I was just super nervous, and she was just like, say it. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? And she said that she totally knew what I was trying to say. And then I said, well, I think that I love you. And she was like, I wanted to say it first. And I was like, so you love me too? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, good. So don't run away from me. And she's like, looked at me all funny. And I was like, no, because every time someone loves you, you run away from them. And then she stopped and she thought about it. And she's like, oh my God, you're right. So that's our stupid love story.
That's cute though.
Yeah, but it's like, I'm bitter about it now.
Yeah, I mean.
A little bit.
After a breakup, you can't help but being bitter. Right? Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about this topic, and I'm going to ask different questions to Noel and Ryan. Oh, Swag and Ryan. I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Someone's going to find me out and then follow me.
I'll walk you back to your door.
Thanks.
Okay, so this is Loose Lips. I'm DJ Lucky. This is radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned.
All right, so we're back here with DJ Swag and Ryan McIntosh. So we've been talking about love, levels of love, all of that, you know, just the L word in general, not like. Have you ever said I really like you to someone?
Yeah, I've been in like with somebody or been in love.
Been in lust.
Been
in lust is a good one. I love being in lust.
Do you say I lust you?
No, you don't say anything at all. You just. Yep.
Yeah.
You applaud?
Yes. Clap it up.
You clap.
Just clap that up. That's the best one of all.
The lust.
Just when you can clap it up.
So you're talking like about a booty call?
No.
No?
No. You guys still like each other.
But you don't want to date each other?
You don't want to date each other.
You just want to hook up and snuggle?
You've never had that before? You've never had a hookup snuggle? I guess I have. I guess you could say it's like a friends with benefits, but it's more than a friends with benefits.
Yeah, it always ends poorly.
And no?
Could you go off in good terms?
As long as you are totally okay with that person doing whatever they want.
And as long as you don't get any more feelings.
Exactly.
Then what?
But the minute you start to have any feelings is the minute you have to stop. And you have to know that. So, like, I've done this before with a chick. And she's like, don't catch feelings for me. And I was like, okay, don't catch feelings for me. Because I don't want to do this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And the minute that there was, like, any sort of feelings kind of caught, we kind of just mutually were like, okay, we need to stop. Because we're going to ruin a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Are you guys friends still?
Yeah.
That's good.
Still friends. I still get a little jealous if, you know, if I see her on like Twitter or something with a dude.
Hmm.
A little bit.
What about you, Ryan? Have you ever been in lust with someone?
I mean, from girls that I've been with, I haven't been like, oh my God, you're so bad. Like, no.
No?
No. There's been girls that I thought that was fine that maybe I didn't get a chance to be with or didn't take down or nothing, but I've never just been so in awe of somebody that I had to, I don't know, just no.
But no. you've been in like with someone.
Yeah, I've
a
been
a lot of people.
No,
or just a couple. And have you told them I like you or I like you a lot?
Yeah. You know, just recently I've been being able to be more honest with people. You know, just keep it 100 with girls. You know, hey, I like you. I really appreciate you. I think you're a nice person. If that leaves me vulnerable or if I offer too much, then so be it. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to lose sleep about it. So I'm not concerned.
There's nothing wrong with being honest.
Yeah, I think if you feel something positive for somebody, you should let them know. Because and not in a scary way, like, oh my God, you're so awesome. But just in a way to let somebody know, because I always appreciate when someone tells me something positive.
Yeah.
You know, if you came into the studio and you're like, you know what, Ryan, I just, you know, you're a really nice guy and I really appreciate when you do this. I would really, like, genuinely appreciate that. Or if I told you, no, MK, I think you're wonderful. Thank you for doing this. I think that's nice to say somebody in an honest and, you know, without any intent or strings.
You know what, Ryan, you're a great guy.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you always coming in.
You know what I hate, though? I hate the girls who you can't communicate with.
Yeah.
Like the ones who...
The doorknobs.
The ones who are like...
The doorknobs. What do you mean by
doorknobs? I
don't
call them doorknobs. The ones who are like, oh, but I don't know how to talk about my feelings. I'm like...
Yeah.
I don't know how to talk about my feelings.
I hate that.
You hate me.
I can't stand... The reason I can't stand that, though, is because those are the girls that always want to like be in a relationship or be with somebody. And it's like, you can't be with somebody unless you communicate about your feelings. You know what I mean?
I am horrible about talking.
Because,
about
like,
my
for
feelings.
Example, how is, if you are irritated with James, how is James supposed to know what to do to fix it so that you don't get irritated anymore? Because you're in a relationship and a relationship is selfless, right, Ryan?
Yes.
Then, but if you can't communicate, then it's not his fault. Like, how is, because I was in a relationship like that.
Yeah, I'm horrible at communicating. Whenever I get mad, he doesn't know why.
Exactly. So
I think,
like,
that's a little selfish. I think that's.
And I was in.
I think. You
I'm
know,
trying. I'm trying. I'm putting effort into fixing.
Trying is just a nice way to say I failed.
Yep.
I think
no,
if I think
that's you know not true.
I think if there was $1 million on the line and you said, you know what, you need to communicate this with James by this hour to receive $1 million, you would figure out a way to tell him. It's just not that important to you, so you don't make it happen. Or you're looking for a reaction out of him. And I think that's what it is.
I think
that's what it is too.
No, I think it's more of a
a problem with myself. Like, I'm very self-conscious.
Yeah, okay. See, that's a deeper issue. That's not talking about the surface issue. So if you're having issues talking to him about certain things that make you feel uncomfortable, I think the best way to handle that is to say exactly that. Is if you don't want to talk about your feelings, talk about how you can't talk about your feelings.
Exactly.
So if you're, you know what, if I don't want, if I'm dating Noelle, or I mean Swag, if I'm dating Noelle and I say,
which by the way, we'd be a great couple because yeah, we would understand each other so much.
Yeah. Mm. It would be fantastic. And we would just look fly all the time.
All the time.
So if I was dating her and I said, you know what, I'm really having a tough time telling you how I'm feeling. So I'm sorry that I can't effectively communicate that with you, but right now I just don't feel completely comfortable telling you how I feel about certain things. Is that okay? And then just make that clear to her. And if she's a nice, understanding individual,
and if I'm in love with you and I'm in a relationship like I am,
she'll get that.
Then I should understand that. And if I don't understand that, then that's my bad.
You know, and I think we spend too much time watching TV shows and movies and believing in stuff that's not actually real. And you know, life is not scripted. And relationships aren't scripted. And they take work and elbow grease and grit and ugly days. And if you really appreciate somebody, you know, and appreciate what you have and understand that it's a dogfight sometimes, and sometimes it's great, you get exactly what you want out of it. You get exactly what you put into it.
Okay. All right. I can understand that. I will put more effort into
effectively communicating how you feel.
Even though I'm a comm major and I should be good at communicating, you know.
See, that's my biggest thing, though, in my last relationship, I was too good at communicating. Like, I always told her what I was thinking, how I felt.
Yeah.
And she couldn't tell me how she felt.
Could she handle it?
Well, no. And that's the problem, though. The problem is, now it looks like I only care about myself and how I'm feeling. And I tried to tell her, I'm like, but you don't tell me how you feel. She's like, but I can tell you how I feel. Because I don't know how I feel, or because I don't know how to communicate that.
She doesn't know how to express it.
And I'm like, okay, but don't be mad at me, because when I have a problem, I tell you that I have a problem because I want to fix it. I want to solve it, because I don't want to just let it fester and then all of a sudden blow up one day.
Do you think that she's not frustrated with you, but she's more frustrated with herself because she doesn't know how to express what she's feeling?
I don't think she just cares as much.
Yeah.
You don't think she cares as much? No, because if it was a big enough issue, she would figure out a way to make it go.
So you think when someone doesn't communicate something that they don't care enough?
No, that's not it at all. I just, for that specific situation, I think in a relationship, you need to be as unbiased and unassuming as possible. And that's what I'm learning. I'm a psych major, so I'm learning in therapy. You know, people can, and that's why love is such a tricky word, because my teacher's a psychotherapist, and he's had a woman fall in love with him before, and they're not falling in love with him, they're just falling in love with the fact that someone is genuinely and kindly appreciative of their time and listening to them. And I think that's a huge factor.
That is.
When you can be unbiased and unassuming and care about someone's feelings and be a human being, then people love that. People love to be needed. People love to be wanted.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, where it comes from. That compiled with an attraction and other things. But I think what's most important to just gauge how the other person might feel, you know, towards you when you say things or when they say things to you. And just to be unbiased and unassuming, and just to sit and to listen. Because ultimately someone's going to appreciate that.
Okay. Okay, so I have a question for you, Ryan.
Yeah.
What makes a man fall in love with a woman?
Probably the way she looks.
You think so? You think, well, it's completely physical for a guy?
No. That's stupid to say, obviously. That's the first thing he sees. You know, he doesn't say, wow, I bet that girl has a fantastic personality. I should probably get to know her.
Yeah.
the first thing he's going to see is, she doesn't say a word, and she's going to look good, and he's going to appreciate that.
But once you've been dating, right?
I think it's important for the man, for the male complex, being the alpha male, the culture that we live in, the society that we live in, I think it's important for a man to feel wanted, to feel like he is the protector, to feel like he is needed. You know, even if the woman is independent and can do her own thing, you know, I'm totally for that. That's awesome. But I think the man needs to feel like, you know, quote unquote man, and that's going to give him value. It's going to validate him.
Okay. So you think that,
and in the same right, the woman needs to feel like a woman.
Okay, but a man likes to be dominant in the relationship.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
He likes to feel like a man in the relationship.
I mean, he needs to feel like exactly what he's going for. So for me, I know, and I can only speak in my case because I can't speak for any other man. I like to feel like I'm wanted and I'm needed, and that I'm helpful.
Okay.
You know, so I feel validated in what I'm doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then for, you know, past relationships for women that I've dealt with or females that I've dealt with, they like to feel like they're heard, that they're appreciated, their efforts aren't, you know, just going nowhere. You know, when they dress up or they try and do something nice for me, that I notice it. So just satisfying those needs.
And when you say a woman likes to be a woman in the relationship, you mean a woman likes to be in charge of the relationship?
No, I think like a woman.
But you can agree with me that most women want to wear the pants in the relationship.
I think most women want to drive the bus, and not they don't wear the pants and they make all the decision stuff. But they're the driver behind the ship. They're running things, you know, yeah, behind closed doors.
And do you agree with a woman that wants to do that in a relationship?
I think I'm too much of an alpha male, and I'm too much of a personality to have two of us, and that's just for me and my relationships. And I'm just a natural leader, so.
So if a girl was controlling, you wouldn't like that.
Then I'm not doing it. No, you can't control me for one. That's just kind of my personality.
What?
Maybe me and Ryan would never work.
Yeah, you guys are too similar, I feel
no,
like.
No, I would let her do her. Just.
And I would just let him do him. Just kidding, we work out perfect.
Yeah, see, it's all good.
You guys would be such a hot couple.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Switching and sagging.
Yeah.
So, Noelle, what makes you fall in love with someone? Like you said earlier, the whole being able to talk.
Being able to talk makes me fall in love, but first, it has to be like to catch my eye.
What? Yeah. What do you look for in a girl?
I'll be completely honest. I'm very shallow.
Yes.
I'm super shallow. And for people to say that they're not kind of shallow, they're lying.
It's bull.
It's bull. Everybody wants somebody that you can walk around and look good. She's on your arm, right? Like, I don't care how great of a personality you have. If you're not good looking, I probably won't date you. That's the truth.
I completely agree.
You know what I mean? Call me shallow, I don't really care. But if you have a horrible personality and you're the best looking girl in the world, our whole like little fling we got going on will not last long.
Yeah.
You might be my night out girl, but you would never be the girl I take home to mom.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes complete sense.
Yeah. If you're a good time, great. But if you have a horrible personality, like...
Tape over the mouth.
If you are selfish... If everything is a problem, everything like
high maintenance,
you are the victim of every situation.
Oh my god,
I hate that. I hate it when the chick is a victim of everything. Like in general, I can't stand people who are victims. Like it just drives me insane.
You know what? I don't want to hear your sob story.
Exactly.
I'm probably, you know, and I'm the king of whining and complaining at times. I can be pretty bad, you know, but eventually at the end of the day, I'll realize it. I'll reevaluate it. I'll reflect. I'll get better. I'll move on. I don't feel sorry for you. If you're not fighting for your life on a daily basis, if you're not searching for food, if you're not trying to figure out how you're going to eat the next meal or how you're going to get to where you're going to get, I don't feel sorry for you.
What if a grandma or a grandpa died?
Oh yeah, of course that makes sense.
It's not like I'm with him.
But if I felt,
but at this like I'm with him. Oh, like I agree. Ryan and I agree a lot of this stuff. Like, but. The thing with me, I understand people have hardships. I understand that some stuff goes wrong in people's life, and somebody's really, really bad moment in life is completely different than somebody else's really, really bad moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we have all had different levels of bad in our lives. But I think what irritates Ryan and I the most, though, are the people who consistently complain about their lives every single day.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to make it better.
Yeah.
You know, if...
True.
If somebody's grandparents die, of course I'm going to be like, oh my god, that's so sad, I'm really sorry, that's horrible. Mm-hmm. But if a couple or a few weeks later, somebody, that same person failed a test and then blamed it on their grandparents dying, it's like, okay, Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, get over it.
Let it, not I even mean, get, not over, get it, over it,
that's,
but it's like,
that's good heartless.
But it's like, let it go. Like, you can't be the victim of the situation anymore.
Yeah. You know, in psychology, we talk a lot about locus of control, and your internal locus of control and your external locus of control. And when people attribute things to outside factors, my coach was this, my teacher was this,
oh my god,
car was, you know, I don't want to hear that. What could you have, you know, I was late because of traffic. You know what, you could have woke up earlier and made it happen. Just when the most attractive thing, I've said this before, when girls have goals and they're driven and they're willing to work, that's so attractive to me. When they're focused and they're not concerned about what's on the outside and materialism, and they're going somewhere and they don't make excuses and they just make it happen. The most impressive girls are the girls that aren't at all, you know, impressed with flattery or material things. I think the most impressive girls are the girls that don't even notice, that are so driven and hardworking that they're just about what they're about. They're about their grind. Yeah. That is so attractive to me.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. So for
get some goals. Get some goals, girls. Get some goals.
Get some goals.
Get some goals and start working. And
I got goals.
And don't have any time for me. That it will.
A girl that has no time for you, though.
Gosh.
Oh God, those are the ones.
Goodness gracious, you know, I got work and then I have to study and
the ones God. Where it's like, hey, can I come over and cuddle though? And they're like, you know, like, I really would, but I just can't. I got to study, or, yeah, you know, I got work.
I got to get up early in the morning.
Please just let me come over.
And you're craving them.
Yes.
Craving them.
Those are the ones.
Okay, so here's a kind of interesting question. I mean, I know what you guys are probably going to answer, but I want you guys to really kind of chew it, you know, taste it in your mouth a little bit, and then come back with an answer, all right? So, question. Could a man, or DJ Swag, could you love a girl
or boy
or date?
Don't rule it out of the question yet. Or boy.
Okay, could you love anyone
I'm trying to
was quote unquote a slut?
All right.
Like, define. So we've been over define, the word slut.
Yeah,
before.
We need to define slut.
So
like slut, like ex slut, like she was a slut and now she's like
calm down,
born again.
Or
what do you mean?
Has had her fair share.
What, I mean,
and people and people refer to her as a slut.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not dating a slew.
Okay, if I can trace,
but
if,
you know,
if your sex map looks like a family tree, then probably not.
Because you know, Dominican. Yeah. If you do some things, you get labeled as a slut.
Yes.
So one of those, if it was one of those girls or if it was one of those guys, for me.
No, I'm good.
I'm the type of person where if I really like you, if I'm attracted to you, but people are saying stuff about you, I want to get to know you first.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
If there's tendencies that I notice.
Yeah, there are slut tendencies.
There's slut tendencies. So like if we're together and you're texting 24/7, if
it's gonna be sketchy,
if you're like, oh yeah, I'm at home sleeping, but on your Facebook you got pictures of you like out on your Twitter, or you're checking in somewhere and it's like, wait, time out, I thought you were at home. Like if you're doing stuff like that, even when we're just talking though,
okay, before you even start dating,
before we even start dating, like just there's red flags. And I think that to me those are kind of, I guess you could say, slut tendencies.
Okay,
I just think that there are a million of you out there. You know,
yeah.
You know, you're not one of a kind. You're not a rare find. You're a dime a dozen. And so I don't understand.
Do you think there's multiple girls out there that could be the one?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
If I was in Egypt right now, I'm sure I would find a girl that I thought I could spend the rest of my life with.
Okay.
I wouldn't be like, you know what, that one girl.
So you don't think there's one that's destined to be with you?
No, that's not true.
I don't know. I don't really know. I haven't really thought about that one. I haven't chewed that one long enough.
If you think about it, like, you know what, I'm supposed to be here, and that's what gives you meaning, and that's what gives you reason, then of course there is. Because I was supposed to come to this school. I was supposed to meet these people. I was supposed to be on this radio show and meet that one girl who was, you know, then yeah, you can say I was supposed to end up like this. But if you lived in London right now, I'm sure you would find somebody and have the same reason and have the same meaning, and it would go the way it was supposed to go.
Okay.
And you would, you know, satisfy that by saying.
Do you think that there's one person that you could be with, like, there's that one person in the world that would be with you forever, Noelle?
Do I think there's that one person?
My mother. My mother would be with me forever. She loves me.
I'm glad she does. Yeah, I love my mom. I'm glad there's one.
Just kidding. That's so hard. That's another. You're stumping me tonight, DJ Lucky.
I know. I got the questions.
You do.
I
really
researched. What was the question?
If there's one person in the world that is meant for you.
That's the same question. No, there's not.
I'm asking Noelle though, or DJ Swag.
I'm chewing it up. See,
she's chewing. You can hear the chewing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's hard to believe that there's one person, but at the same time, I'm a really firm believer in like you're here because you're supposed to be here. Like that's your plan. This has been planned. Like that's the way I think. So everything happens for a reason, sort of thing.
Okay.
Now it depends because some people, their whole goal in life is to find love,
which is sad.
But is it really sad? It's really not that sad.
I think it's sad if your one goal in life is to find love. I mean, I'm focused more on myself than finding someone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm more focused on what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to do with my life, what I'm trying to achieve, rather than finding love. I think love is more something that you stumble upon.
See, and that's how I like it, too. I mean, it's like when you go out to the club. When you go out to the club and you look for a chick...
I've never been to the club.
Okay, well...
All right, well, you're going to have to go to the club.
When you go out to the club and you look for a chick, you don't find a chick. Not when you're looking. When you go to the club and you're like, I'm going to find a chick tonight, like, blah, blah, blah. Unless you're Pauly D and Vinny and Nasty Mike the Senior Citizen.
Vinny.
Like, it doesn't work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if you go out to the club and you're having a good time, and you're just, like, dancing and going out all out with your friends, just enjoying the club, girls are going to look at you and be like, wow, that person's having a lot of fun, and they're cute. I want to go spend time with them. As opposed to, that person over there looks like they're creepy and trying to find somebody. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's, like, a good metaphor for what love's like. If you go out trying to find love, you're going to take all the wrong steps.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make every mistake in the book. But if you just let it kind of stumble into your lap, like, oh, hey, where'd you come from?
What up, love?
What up, love?
Hey.
Hey, love. Then it's going to be that much better because it's like, you don't know what you're supposed to do. You don't know. You just kind of go with the flow. You're caught by surprise.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's not something forced.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so it is 10. We're already done. So that's the end. Thank you, DJ Swag and Ryan McIntosh.
Yeah, Light Skin Nation, Cold World.
I will probably have you guys on again because this was a very good, productive show. But thanks for coming on. Next week, same time, same place. Wednesdays, 9 to 10. This is Loose Lips. I'm DJ Lucky. You're listening to Radio Dr. Minigan on EDU.
Can I tag my show, though?
Yeah, go ahead. Tag
okay,
it.
So this is your girl, DJ Swag. You can find me every Monday, 9 to 11, only on the Monday Hangover. It's me, DJ Swag, and DJ Flava. We bring it to you with everything.
Who's
we talk
DJ
about.
Flava?
DJ Flava?
Who's that?
It's DJ Flava. What do you mean, who's DJ Flava?
Well, I was just asking questions. I don't really know who
but
it is.
We're also a lot like Loose Lips. We have some similar segments. So if you enjoy...
Is it a girl?
It's a girl. Okay. If you enjoy this show, you will definitely enjoy our show. So tune in.
All right. Thank you. Everyone have a happy Easter weekend. Be safe.
Light Skin Nation.
Bow. Thanks for listening. Next week. See you later.
Who are you to look at me like that? Is there something more you need to say? I haven't loved you in a long, long time. So why do I feel this way?